From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. $135,000 bail for a woman arrested in connection with assault, carjacking, and other counts. Early Friday morning, Eureka police were notified by the San Francisco Police Department that a stabbing victim's vehicle had been located and that the woman in possession of that vehicle had been taken into custody. She was identified as 47-year-old Shelley Elaine John. They further advised that John was being held on a charge of possession of stolen property and the vehicle had been impounded as evidence. The victim was shown a photo lineup and positively identified John as the person who stabbed her. An arrest warrant authored and issued for John for charges of robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, and elder abuse. Early this morning, Eureka police got information that a woman was being held against her will by her boyfriend, identified as 37-year-old Chai Leah Herr. The caller further explained that the victim had called her and was told that Herr would not let her out of his vehicle and was driving around Eureka. At about 4:30 in the morning, officers located Herr's vehicle traveling southbound on Fairway Drive. Officers tried a high-risk traffic stop on the vehicle on Herrick Avenue, but the vehicle fled and a pursuit was initiated. The vehicle continued onto Highway 101 into the city. The vehicle ultimately stopped on Glen Street at Harris Avenue. Herr was detained without further incident. The victim, located uninjured, in the passenger seat of the vehicle. As a result of the investigation, Herr's taken into custody for kidnapping and evading. He was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility bail set. Bail set at $75,000. The College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University formalized a long-standing partnership today with the overall goal of making the path to a four-year degree seamless for students who transfer. HSU President Tom Jackson and CR President Keith Flamer signed a memorandum of understanding at an event at CR. The agreement establishes a formal collaboration on joint academic programs, admissions, intercollegiate athletics, university housing, and more. For $75 this spring, property owners in Eureka's Cultural Arts District can get a tree installed in front of their building. The Redwood Times reports there's a list of dozens of trees to choose from and volunteers to plant them. Organizers say there are about 200 addresses where there is room for about 250 trees. The group Keep Eureka Beautiful is spearheading the effort, which plants trees in the city. The spots meet the city requirements for setbacks, but they may not work in terms of underground lines in some cases, they warn. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.